Hello, this is Paul Coster from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the Pinecone Review, Arts Access, Inc., UNC Chapel Hill, Music Schedule, Duke Performances and Events, the North Carolina Symphony, and the Town of Cary. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Pinecone, Wade Mariner Tribute and Biography Release, Tuesday, September 21st, 5 to 7:30 p.m., Pleasance Room, Wilson Library, 200 South Road, Chapel Hill. Admission is free. Old-time music fans, this is an evening you don't want to miss. Music scholar and Washington radio personality Dick Spotswood, is coming to Chapel Hill to talk about his new book, Banjo on the Mountain, Wade Mariner's first 100 years, which tells the story of the man who made a career in country music playing the banjo a few years before Bill Monroe's first record became a hit. A musical tribute to Wade Mariner will feature Big Medicine, Jim Collier, Bob Head, Kenny Jackson, Joe Newberry, the Happy Valley Pals, Gail Gillespie and Margaret Martin, Dwight Rogers and Wayne Martin, the Lonesome Prairie Dogs, Steve Terrell, Molly Stoughton, and Alan Teichman, Andy Kahan, and Joseph D. Cosimo, along with other area musicians. The event will also include a reception, discussion, and a question and answer session with Spotswood. Wade's music has always been noted for its traditional repertoire and for his distinctive melodic two-finger banjo-picking style, which was a personal trademark. This style became the basis for the three-finger banjo styles developed by Snuffy Jenkins and Earl Scruggs. His music is an antecedent of modern bluegrass. In 1987, Wade was named a National Heritage Fellow by the National Endowment of the Arts. In Spotswood's book, Wade's life is told through his personal reflections and the wealth of documents, memorabilia, and photos he has preserved from his long career in music. Spotswood spent time with Wade and Julia in Michigan, where they opened their collection of treasured keepsakes for the book. Here's the current Arts Access schedule of audio-described performances for people who are blind or have low vision. There is no charge beyond regular admission for this service. This is the initial fall schedule of shows that's just been published, and if you wish to use our audio services, our audio description services, the first two shows are free. The season starts this Sunday with Burning Cold's rendition of To Kill a Mockingbird. On Friday the 24th, check out a contemporary version of the classic Our Town by the Justice Theater Project. Act now to get those free tickets to the first two shows before they're sold out. So, Sunday, September 12th, 2 p.m., the event is To Kill a Mockingbird, the play by Christopher Sergel from the novel by Harper Lee. 50 years ago, in 1960, an unknown writer from Alabama unleashed upon the world one of the most influential and entertaining novels of the 20th century. Burning Coal will celebrate this anniversary with a production directed by New York City-based director Randolph Curtis Rand. Burning Coal Theater is offering 5 free pairs of tickets to this Sunday's 2 p.m. audio-described performance of To Kill a Mockingbird. That's this Sunday, September 12th at 2 p.m. You can call 919-834-4001 to make reservations. But be sure to let them know that you will be using the audio description service and that you want one of the free pairs of tickets. To Kill a Mockingbird will be performed in the Murphy School Auditorium at 224 Polk Street in Raleigh. This performance is also pay what you can afford. So invite friends. Tell them that this is a performance that is not only accessible, but also affordable. Friday, September 24th, 8 p.m., Our Town. Immediate, intimate. A rethinking of an American standard. A new aesthetic concept based on the current off-Broadway production by David Cromer. The cast wears contemporary clothing that could have come from their own closets. allowing them to blend with the audience in this intimate production where you feel you are a member of the Grover's Corners community. Narrated by a stage manager and performed with minimal props and sets, this production is without sentimentality or the false balm of nostalgia, featuring a multicultural cast. And this is sponsored by the Justice Theater, and it's held at St. Francis of Assisi, Clare Hall, 11401 Leesville Road in Raleigh. And it's a visually impaired patrons, and their driver will be admitted free, but you have to call 919-264-7089 for reservations. UNC at Chapel Hill. Carolina Symposia in Music and Culture presents Roger Parker from King's College, University of London, September 10th, 4 p.m., Duke University Nelson Music Room. All CSMC lectures are free and open to the public. WSN Series in Music on the Hill, September Prelude 2010, Brooklyn Rider. September 10th, 8 p.m. at Memorial Hall. Brooklyn-based string quartet and house band for Yo-Yo Ma's Silk Road Projects performs music of Debussy, Jacobson, and others. $15 general admission, $10 UNC students, faculty, and staff. Information and tickets, call 919-843-3333. North Carolina Jazz Repertory Orchestra, Duke Ellington's Musical Journey, 1927 to 1943, September 16th, 7:30 p.m., Memorial Hall. There's a pre-concert lecture by Jim Ketch at 6 p.m. For information and tickets, call 919-843-3333. And finally, Jazz Faculty Recital, Jason Foreman, Bass and UNC Jazz Faculty, September 23rd, 7:30 p.m., Keenan Rehearsal Hall. Jason Foreman, String Bass, featuring Jim Ketch, Steven Anderson, and Mark Wells. For further information, call the Music Department office at 919-962-1039. All concerts are free admission. Let's move on now to Duke Performances and Events. Brooklyn Rider, Saturday, September 11th, 8 p.m. at the Reynolds Industries Theater. $30 admission, Duke students $5. With an eclectic, imaginative repertory intended to mirror the polychrome diversity of their native borough, Brooklyn Rider, who travel with Yo-Yo Ma's Silk Road Ensemble, have made it their mission to cross borders. But whether they are sharpening the cutting edges of new chamber repertory or finding new voices for established classics, they perform with consummate artistry, producing performances that are energetic, finely detailed, technically polished, and interpretively insightful, according to the New York Times. They opened the 2010-2011 Chamber Arts Society season with arresting contemporary works, one composed by one of their members, and end their program with Schubert's late masterpiece, The Death and the Maiden Quartet, named for the set of variations on his song of the same name. Ambitious, adventurous, fresh, Brooklyn Rider is a fitting entry to both the Chamber Arts Society and Duke Performances seasons. The program, Colin Jacobson, Achilles' Heel. Philip Glass, String Quartet No. 2, Company. Giovanni Solima, Federico II from Viaggio in Italia, and Schubert, String Quartet No. 14 in D minor, Death and the Maiden. September Prelude, the Chamber Arts Society of Durham will once again collaborate with their counterparts in Chapel Hill and Raleigh to present the 2010 September Prelude, a three-day program of performances by Brooklyn Rider. The quartet performs distinct concert programs on Friday, September 10th at UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall, Saturday, September 11th at Duke's Reynolds Industries Theater, and Sunday, September 12th at the Fletcher Opera Theater in Raleigh. Tickets are available through the Duke box office for the September 11th program at 919-684-4444, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., or by visiting www.tickets.duke.edu. For tickets to the September 12th concert at Fletcher Opera Theater, you can call 919-831-6060. The collaboration is made possible by Music on the Hill at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, Raleigh Chamber Music Guild, the Chamber Arts Society of Durham, and Duke Performances. Faculty Recital. Seo Mei Ku, violin, and Vincent Van Gelder, piano. Sunday, September 12th, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at East Duke 201, the Nelson Music Room, and the cost is free. The program includes Stravinsky's Duo Concertant for Violin and Piano, Schubert's Sonata in A Major, D, 574, and selections from Ravel's Gaspard de la Noix. For information, call Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Clare College Choir Concert, Monday, September 13th, 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Duke Chapel. Concert by the Choir of Clare College, Cambridge, England, including works by Ty, Bird, Howells, Brown, Swain, Willen, Walton, Preston, Reger, and Rotavara. Admission is $10. Tickets will be available at the door. Co-sponsored by Duke Chapel and the Divinity School's Anglican Episcopal House for Anglican Studies. For more information, contact Dr. Joe Bailey Wells at 919-660-3576. Superchunk Concert at the Nasher Museum, Thursday, September 16th, 8:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. at the Nasher Museum of Art. The cost, adults $12, museum members $6, Duke students with ID $5. Indie rock pioneers Superchunk will release Majesty Shredding, their first new album in 9 years, with a concert following the talk by Xaviera Simmons. Tickets, Duke University box office at www.tickets.duke.edu or call 919-684-4444. The concert is sponsored by the Duke Siemens Fine Arts Foundation. Additional support comes from McKinney and Duke Performances. Duke New Music Ensemble, Friday, September 17th, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. at Biddle One, the Biddle Lobby. Audience members are invited to bring their lunches and enjoy a concert featuring music by Ian Hamilton, David Kirkland, Garner, Alex Koch, and more. DNME, Duke New Music Ensemble, is directed by Dan Ruccia. John Brown Trio Recording Release Concert, Friday, September 17th, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Bryan Center, Reynolds Industries Theater. The cost is $20 for general admission, $15 for senior citizens and Duke employees, $5 for students, and you can always go to www.tickets.duke.edu. Join John Brown and his jazz trio with pianist Cyrus Chestnut and drummer Adonis Rose as they perform selections from their new recording duo out this fall. The concert will feature the trio's arrangements of music by Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn, which will be on the upcoming release. For information, you can call Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Megafaun and Fight the Big Bull, Sounds of the South, featuring Justin Vernon of Bon Iver and Sharon Van Etten. Friday, September 17th at 8 p.m., Saturday, September 18th at 8 p.m., and Sunday, September 19th at 5 p.m. at the Haiti Heritage Center. Admission is $26, Duke and NCCU students $5. The members of Megafaun move from Wisconsin to Raleigh with Vernon as the band DeArmond Edison. After Vernon went back north to record as Bon Iver, the Cook brothers and Joe Westerlund stayed on in the Piedmont, crafting a timeless folk pop that drinks deeply from the well of the past, but could only have been made today. Drowned in the South, in Sound, an archive of rural American ghosts. In this exclusive live recording event, the rustic avant-gardist team with Fight the Big Bull, the thrilling, according to NPR, nine-piece jazz collective from Richmond, Virginia, along with Vernon and the blisteringly talented Van Etten. Together in Durham for three shows only, they'll cut a live album based on Alan Lomax's collection of shape note songs and dirt floor hymns. Sounds of the South, gathered during a two-year trek through the American Southeast from 1959 to 1961. Recast through Megaphone's experimental Americana, FTBB's Brass Jazz, Vernon's Chilly Rustic Grandeur, according to the Village Voice, and Van Etten's Haunting Soprano, the folk songs Lomax immortalized will live again at Haiti. Once an AME Zion church and now a semi-sacred venue whose acoustics rival any studios. Concert Tango and faculty recital Latin Music for Flute with Rebecca Troxler and Alma Kaufman. Saturday, September 18th, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the East Duke 201 Nelson Music Room, and admission is free. Latin American Music for Flute and Other Instruments. Nelson Room, East Duke Building, co-sponsored by the Music Department and the Spanish Language Program, the Spanish Service Learning Program, the Program in Latino Studies in the Global South. Rebecca Troxler has been on the faculty of the Duke University Music Department since 1981. She received her training at the North Carolina School of the Arts and the Juilliard School of Music. A specialist on historic flutes, she was the flutist with the Morzantine Players, who recorded two volumes of Haydn trios on the Arabesque label. Alma Kaufman was born in Buenos Aires, Argentina. She played in numerous chamber music concerts in Argentina, Japan, Italy, Canada, and the U.S. She was also a member of different contemporary music ensembles. As a soloist, she performed with the Camerata Accademia de Padova in Italy, the Cardinal Newman Orchestra, Argentina, the Tsukuba City Orchestra, Japan, and the Concordia Symphony Orchestra in Edmonton. Contact information, call Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Organ Recital Series 2010-2011, Sunday, September 19th, 2:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., and then again from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Goodson Chapel Westbrook Building. Dr. David Arcus presents the first concert of the Organ Recital 2010-2011 series. The Goodson Chapel is located in the Divinity School. All are welcome. For more information, you can call 919-684-3898. Music Department Gala Faculty Chamber Music Recital, Monday, September 20th, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., East Duke 201 Nelson Music Room, and again, admission is free. Chamber music performed by faculty members in the Duke University Department of Music. Again, the contact information is Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Chiampi Quartet Lunchtime Classics Number 1, Mozart Quartets, Tuesday, September 21st, 12 noon in the Rare Book Room of the Perkins Library, free and open to the public. In each of these free lunchtime events, 50 minutes of the most essential music is accompanied by a brief introduction by a quartet member. Admission is free, food is not provided, but audience members are encouraged to bring lunch. This season, the Chiampi addresses canonical works by Mozart. And this first program on September 21st will be Mozart String Quartet No. 20 in D Major, K-499, Hofmeister. Loudon Wainwright III and Friends, High, White, and Handsome, a tribute to North Carolina's Charlie Poole. Friday, September 24th, 8 p.m., Reynolds Industries Theater. Admission is $42 to $36, Duke students $5. Born in Spray, North Carolina, Poole was a one-time millhand who cut capers and downed booze while fighting his way to recording fame in the Depression-era South. Since the 1960s, Wainwright's lived in Poole's image, a mercurial troubadour with a knowing grin. With a full band behind him, the Chapel Hill native sings old and new songs honoring his double's profane bravado. On record, Wainwright's thumping tributes won a Grammy. Here they capture the original North Carolina Rambler, a pistol-packing balladeer with a taste for hit-making, women, and whiskey. Loudon Wainwright and Friends, Loudon Wainwright III, guitar, banjo, vocals, Chaim Tannenbaum, banjo, harmonica, vocals, David Mansfield, violin, mandolin, dobro, vocals, Rob Moose, violin, mandolin, guitar, and vocals, Tim Lunsell, double bass, Paul Asaro, piano, and Dick Connett, harmonium. Tickets are available through the Duke box office by calling 919-684-4444 Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. or by visiting www.tickets.duke.edu. The North Carolina Symphony launches the new season with a free concert in the Raleigh Amphitheater, Pops in the City, September 12th. Raleigh has a new outdoor amphitheater, and the North Carolina Symphony will be there this September to help break it in. The orchestra, led by Maestro William Henry Curry, will wave goodbye to summer and kick off its bold new concert season with Pops in the City, a free concert in Raleigh Amphitheater, Sunday, September 12th at 7 p.m. Families and friends can bring a picnic, grab a lawn seat in the heart of downtown Raleigh, and prepare for a musical world tour. First, in collaboration with the Independence Hopscotch Music Festival, Minneapolis-based multi-instrumentalist Dosh opens at the performance beginning at 5:45 p.m. with his electronic blends of folk keyboard and experimental sampling. Then the symphony takes over with a globe-trotting symphonic showcase. The lineup first transports concert-goers to the golden age of classical music, including Handel's joyous overture to Music for the Royal Fireworks, a powerhouse selection to launch the symphony's debut in the city's newest venue. The fireworks don't stop there as Curry turns to the trumpet section to bring two Latin-flavored brass showcases to life. Cuban composer Ernesto Lecuona's Andalusia and his legendary jazz standard Malagueña. Henry Mancini's classic serenade Moon River then paves the way for a charming tribute to Mancini's legacy and selections from Leonard Bernstein's West Side Story, with a closing note by John Williams as well as America the Beautiful. This free concert offers Raleigh residents an unforgettable night on the town. The North Carolina Symphony's 2010-2011 season opens in downtown Raleigh's Mimondi Concert Hall with renowned guest artist Nava Perlman, Giora Schmidt, and Zuhal Bailey joining the symphony to perform Beethoven's Triple Concerto on Friday and Saturday, September 24th and 25th. Single tickets, subscriptions, or special packages to the composer portraits and orchestra showcases, two unique series within the symphony's 2010-2011 concert season, are now on sale. You can visit ncsymphony.org or call 919-733-2750 for more information. North Carolina Symphony presents World Premiere, honors New Bern's 300th anniversary, September 17th to the 19th. The North Carolina Symphony presents the world premiere of a new work by celebrated Welsh composer Gareth Glynn during the 2010-2011 season's opening concert, Ceremonial Splendor. Along the way, music director Grant Llewellyn takes audiences in New Bern, Wilmington, and Chapel Hill on a triumphant symphonic journey from Handel to Tchaikovsky. The concert debuts outdoors at New Bern's historic Tryon Place as part of the city's 300th anniversary celebration on Friday, September 17th at 6:30 p.m. The symphony then presents encore performances in Cannon Auditorium on the UNC Wilmington campus on Saturday, September 18th, and in Memorial Hall on the UNC Chapel Hill campus on Sunday, September 19th. Both weekend concerts begin at 8 p.m. Headlining all three evenings are the world premiere performances of Gareth Glynn's Enduring City, Portrait of New Bern. One of Britain's most respected and celebrated living composers, Glynn was commissioned by the New Bern's 300th Anniversary Committee and the City of New Bern to mark this year's 300th anniversary with a symphonic nod to New Bern's unique history and optimism for the future. The piece, played in one continuous movement, remembers the adventurers who established the city and the places and roles that allowed it to flourish. Evoking within its first three sections fife and drum music, classical minuets, street masquerades, celebratory fanfares and fireworks, among other influences, Enduring City ends with a steady, lively rhythm, writes the composer, that underpins the final section, confidence in the present and for the future. The symphony also presents two American favorites in Copland's inventive and outdoor overture and North Carolina native and symphony member Terry Mazesco's Sundays at Shackelford Banks, which paints a vivid portrait of the Outer Banks as seen through the eyes of a 10-year-old boy. Finally, Tchaikovsky's exhilarating 1812 overture brings a grand valediction to an evening of powerhouse compositions. The outdoor concert in Tryon Place on Friday, September 17th, is free and open to the public. Tryon Place is located at 610 Pollock Street in New Bern. Regular tickets to the Wilmington Series performance on Saturday, September 18th, range from $25 to $50. Cannon Auditorium is located on the campus of the University of North Carolina at Wilmington at 601 South College Road. Regular tickets to the Duke Medicine Classical Series Chapel Hill performance on Sunday, September 19th, range from $30 to $45. Memorial Hall is located on the campus of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill on East Cameron Avenue. For tickets and more information, you can visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org or call 919-733-2750. September 23rd, Beethoven's Triple Concert at Pinecrest High School Auditorium in Southern Pines. It's at 8 p.m. and tickets are $31.25 to $46.90. And then September 24th and 25th, the same concert at Maimondi Concert Hall at 8 p.m. where tickets are $47.75 to $69. The artists are Perlman, Schmidt, and Bailey Trio. The program. Threes are wild at the symphony's season opening romp, Schubert's Unfinished Symphony, and a movement from Mahler's 10th face off with Beethoven's extraordinary Triple Concerto, performed by a trio of world-class guest artists. Don't miss this bold start to a remarkable new season. Schubert, Symphony No. 8, Unfinished. Mahler, Symphony No. 10, Movement 1. Beethoven Concerto for Piano, Violin, and Cello Triple, featuring Grant Llewellyn, Music Director, Nava Perlman, Piano, Giora Schmidt, Violin, and Zul Bailey, Cello. For tickets and more information, visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org or call 919-733-2750 from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And finally, Cary's cultural calendar for September 2010 reminds us that September 10th, the Cary Town Band and the 82nd Airborne Division Band will perform at 7:30 p.m. at the Sertoma Amphitheater in Bond Park, and admission is free. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen at the same time next week. I'm Paul Coster, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This program is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast. So long until next time.